This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. Good afternoon. This is Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj, and I'm in the studio today with
Frida Liu.
Arvini Braj.
Yes, it is the 1st of April, 2019. Happy April Fool's Day. We'll be talking a bit about the economics of April Fools in just a bit, but our main story for today is about how to tell when it's time to quit. So what we've heard is that Apple has cancelled the release of its charging mat, the AirPower, citing inability to meet high standards. So what we're talking about today is when is the right time for you to quit, whether it's your job, it's a business, it's a relationship, but when and how can you figure out it's the right time to quit? And also with concerning Apple, you know, should they have announced this in the first place? Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us a text via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also reach us on Twitter at BFM Radio, also on InstaStory at BFM Radio. So Frida, Apple and the AirPower.
Right. I didn't know we were going through to relationships too.
Yeah, we could. We could. Maybe it's a relationship with your boss.
Okay. So this story came out, cancels AirPower, as you were saying, right? Citing inability to meet high standards. So this is a delay of over a year since it was first announced in September 2017. So the AirPower charging mat has become something of a focal point for Apple's recent habit of announcing envelope-ticking products and not actually shipping them on time. Yeah. The AirPods famously had a bit of a delay before becoming widely available and were shipped in limited quantities before finally hitting their stride and becoming a general cultural moment. However, AirPower has had far more time to marinate in this suit public opinion, so it took longer than usual. Now, what has also happened is the project was apparently cancelled so recently that boxes of the new AirPod cases even have pictures of AirPower on them, and the new AirPod sets have mentions of AirPower, but okay, not available. So this article that came out in TechCrunch is a very, very rare public misstep for Apple. Never throughout the discussion about when AirPower might be released, the overall trend of the discussion leaned toward never. So I had a look at the shares, like, you know, whether it affected their shares. So at its, as I said here, Apple shares were flat at about 119 after hours trading. Of course, this announcement came probably after, right? And then they closed up 0.65% to 189.95 on Friday. So whether when I look at this, right, you know, and they the habit of announcing these things, not giving clear deadline, but everybody's looking for it, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to have made a dent in their share prices, though. Mm-hmm. But I'm also thinking, right, do we announce these things, whether it's a project that we do and all that long term, whether this is the right thing to do, right?
Yeah. So, you know, speaking to some of the Apple fans in the office, everyone's just going like, you know, but does the AirPower matter in the first place? You know, it's just a tiny dent for Apple. It's like 0.1% of what would be, you know, 0.1% of their revenue possibly, you know, that would what it would account for. So is AirPower really a big thing? But the thing here, I mean, and I like what TechCrunch said, you know, it's a rare public misstep for Apple. They sometimes will cancel products once it's released and it's not doing well in the market, but for them to cancel a product before its release, this is new.
Yeah, it's so new that we had to check if this was an April Fool's thing.
Yes.
We had to actually look up, like, we had to Google and see if this was like one of Apple's April Fool's campaigns or pranks, right, and stuff. And it's not. It's an actual story that came out. It actually came out. They actually somewhat announced it maybe 3-4 days ago, and then it was made official over the weekend. So they're joining like a list of other things that sort of disappeared in thin air that was announced. It's called vaporware. It's basically stuff for products or anything that was announced that was never made.
So they announce it beforehand, saying it's to build anticipation.
Yeah.
And then it never materializes?
Yeah. So it's kind of like Phantom was supposed to be like a gaming console, like sort of like the PlayStation and the Xbox. There was supposed to be a gaming console called Phantom. It never came out. Ovation was supposed to be an office suite, supposed to be like Microsoft Office. It was supposed to be a competitor. That never came out. Xenix was discontinued. It was supposed to be a Unix operating system, a follow-up to the Unix operating operating system. That never happened. There were also video games like Half-Life 2 Episode 3 or Half-Life 3.
All those that never happened, huh?
Never happened. So it was announced and people were waiting for it to come out. It was in development and then it just sort of like, it basically became vapor.
And when they make these announcements, do the share prices go up? You know what I mean? To me, that's kind of unfair. In light of this, though, what was very interesting was Boeing, right? Boeing, they came up with the Boeing 737 9 months after Airbus came up with their version of it, right? And whether it was in a hurry in competition with Airbus. So, I mean, that's another, you know, where this is life sort of, you know, threatening situations where you launch a plane, whether it was fully ready. That's also something. I mean, this is, you know, I'm not going to die, lah.
Yeah, well,
if,
you know,
if the air power never comes out.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I guess if you look at it, look at it at the bigger picture, right? You would see that, you know, maybe canceling this is good before it comes out, because I think there were talk about it not being able to handle the heating, because to be able to put different devices on the pad and then having the different voltages, the issues, something like that as well. There was also, you know, think about it, like I said, in the bigger picture, better to cancel it now than it come out. And then, look what happened.
Galaxy
with the
Note.
The Note 7, right?
Yeah.
Well, why exactly this happened, why they canceled the air power, that's still kind of up in the air. But this is what Bloomberg Technology, Alistair Barr from Bloomberg, had to say about it.
Now, when Apple announced this, they said that the modern technology wasn't quite ready for this idea, but that Apple teams knew how to execute it. What went wrong?
One thing to point out is there are some maps out there that do this type of thing, but Apple wanted to make sure that when you put lots of different devices on this map, you didn't have to put it in a particular place. You could put it anywhere on the map, and that was a real challenge for them. And there was a couple of other things with software and overheating especially. There was a problem, and so obviously the company has not managed to iron those out, which means I think that a lot of other companies won't be able to do it either.
So I guess air power is officially vaporware.
Vaporware. But see, that's the interesting thing. They said that it will never happen, which is weird to say, because there are a bunch of things that people said would never happen and then finally happen. Like 3G was one of it, which was quote-unquote cancelled and then it happened. Bluetooth was another thing that was cancelled and then it happened. IBM's Watson, even the Mac OS, OS X was something that they cancelled. Windows Vista, they cancelled. So all these things are products that had their plug pulled and then they sort of happen after 1 or 2 years. So for Apple to say that it's never going to happen, I don't completely believe them. Maybe for now, they are sort of dropping plans for the air power. But a wireless charging system is something that Samsung is wanting to do for a long time. Apple has been trying to do for a long time. And I think once they figure out how to get the heating mechanism working, they will sort of like release something, not the air power, but something like the air power in the future, I feel.
All right, but for now, you know, if they really can't make it work, I guess it's best to cancel. And also the timing of all of this has, been questioned right now. You know, what could Apple be looking forward to that they wanted to just get this out of the way right now, get the cancellation out of the way right now? Because I think it was just a couple of days ago on the 25th where I think AustralianApple.com actually released images of the AirPods charging on the AirPower, right? So the timing of all of this, know when to call it quit. That's what we're talking about today. Let us know your thoughts. Weigh in on our conversation. Get in touch with us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or you can reach us on Twitter and on InstaStory at BFM Radio. When we come back, we've got a story. We've got a story on how to tell when it's time to quit. That's coming up on Enterprise Biz Bytes after a bit of Weezer with Photograph. Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.